crossover. Crossover.
Oh, killer crossover.
Just crossover.
It just crossed him over nastily.
Another victim to the crossover. Cross him up and sit him down.
Time for the crossover, powered by Everlevel Concrete Repair in Omaha at everlevelconcrete.com. John, Josh, Joey.
Hey there.
On? So did you get some pretty good pub on your schedule yesterday?
Mostly people thinking I don't like the Cowboys, which is true.
Did you get your worst nightmare of people, goober fans.
People making fun of you and people saying, I don't like this?
Not a whole lot.
They're not goobers. It's just Joey is wrong. Like, he is going to be wrong. Like, yeah, Joey should take great pride in being correct. And so to put them at noon on opening Sunday is like... They're not going to happen.
It's not going to happen.
But you are goobers.
We are, but that's not the point. The point is that he will be wrong. Don't you hate being wrong?
It's all about putting the best.
I don't know that feeling.
Tell me what it's like. Joey, what was that? I picked the Super Bowl to go to overtime once. I was right.
Don't you hate being wrong? I said, I don't know what that feels like. Please tell me what it's like.
You're wrong a lot, and Joey is going to be wrong. He can keep hiding behind. It's about the best games and the best time slots. But you know what? They won't have Cowboys Bucks during week one. Why would they do that?
Not at noon. They would never do that.
I can't wait. I hope this happens, Joey, so that you and I can just let him have it.
I hope Cowboys win the Super Bowl. They're not going to, though. Like, that's the point of this exercise. If I were to do something like Joey did, I would do my darndest to be correct about it.
Wow.
And he is failing.
Listen.
He is failing.
You are ripping this young man.
I love the hard work.
He's just going to be wrong about this thing. And then you crap
he's
on
He's
going to
be right about the Thursday game, I think. I think he's going to nail the Thursday game.
All right. You were probably the one. Your ancestors were probably the one that sat outside the... outside the Wright brothers and said,
humans aren't supposed to fly, birds are.
Probably.
Yeah. And we don't even believe in birds because we're weird and we believe in these stupid conspiracy theories. By the way, a motorcycle cop's going to kill someone someday.
Secret Service agent, how many of you guys think about your ancestors? Like,
I don't know. What were they doing? I worry about thinking about my ancestors. Just in case. Good point.
We are all whites in here, so, you know, there might be some problematic stuff. But I always wonder, what was my ancestors doing in the 1600s?
Oh, man.
Where were they? That's so far back.
It is.
You know, like, I'm obviously not from
doing?
Like this rich lineage. How did they get here? Mine arrived in the early 1900s, I believe, from Sweden.
Wow.
That's on my mom's side of the family. I don't know what the hell is going on my dad's side of the
Via
family.
Via boat.
Got stowaways on my mother's side of the family.
What was that?
Stowaways from my mother's side of the family.
Yeah. Stowaways.
Stowaways.
So he's just said?
Yeah, stowaways.
Yeah.
Stowaways.
Like on the boat.
Oh, like they put him in
Josh
like, with
is
the
actually very lucky that he's still here.
Sneaking on the boat, Josh.
What? Josh is very lucky he's still here. Because his ancestors would have been the type to say, yes, and I would like to submit a grumble that one day all people shall be free.
And then
this would have been in Salem.
Uh-oh.
They would have accused you of being future seers and witches, and all your ancestors would have died.
It is wild to think like that way back there. There was probably some great-great-great-great-great-grandpa who lost, like, 8 of his brothers and sisters because of, you know, disease.
A cold.
But I made it through. That says that we come from some tough-ass people.
You know why? Because all your ancestors who used to be right about predictions, and then they got accused and persecuted as witches, and so your whole family went the opposite
way. That's true.
No more predictions. And that's why you're wrong about all your predictions.
When your ancestors
it's genetics.
Everyone will be free.
It's self-preservation.
No. And then they basically just genetically modified you to like, be wrong.
Yes.
Evolution.
Because you're trying. It's self-preservation.
So I probably have some great-great-great-grandpa who was like, the earth is flat. The sun revolves around us.
No, he was right.
They were right.
He was right, and then they accused him of being a witch, and they killed him.
Okay.
And that's when your great-great-great-great-great-great-grandma said, we're never going to be right again.
Yeah, it's time to be wrong, and we're going
to
have a long line of Petersons who will be wrong and wrong and wrong and wrong for years.
But I got the Super Bowl right that one time. That was pretty cool, though.
I'm sure your great-great-great-great-grandfather
gets to be right about one thing their whole life.
I'll take that. That was pretty cool.
Overtime in the Super Bowl.
Hey, what's your favorite prediction you've ever made that you were right on? That one was pretty cool.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
I also picked the Seahawks to win the Super Bowl before the season that they won the Super Bowl.
If you could be right about one thing, do you think you maximized your one right of your life?
Probably not.
No.
Yeah.
No. Sad.
It is sad.
I mean, there was that one time, till death do us part, so, yeah. Really sad. 50% right now. It's a good three-point shooter, though. You would love to be 50% from three.
Not so high volume, though. Yeah.
John, what's your best prediction of all time?
I don't remember. I really don't. I can't think of
it. I don't know either.
Yeah. All right, Joey, do you have a good prediction?
I can't remember. It's whatever I got to schedule.
Cowboys-Bucks on Saturday at noon.
If Joey is right, Joey, I'll buy you lunch. If you are correct, I don't even care if they're who they're playing. If they're at noon on week one, I will buy you lunch.
Good.
Up to $15.
Drover.
Fine.
Drover
I'll buy you
lunch.
The Drover. I'll buy you Drover lunch.
Good.
I'm not worried in the least about this.
I can't wait until this schedule comes out.
Yeah, I'm kind of
even if it doesn't happen, that week one schedule, and Josh will be like, no.
I mean, I will say, it would be pretty funny.
And then he sees the Cowboys scheduled at 1 o'clock against the Jets. Oh, but I was right. It wasn't the Bucks.
A little out there.
Odson says, I predicted Ben Roethlisberger to be a successful NFL quarterback the week of the draft. That's pretty good. Because people didn't really think much of the guy from Miami of Ohio back then, right?
You'd have done society a much bigger favor, Josh, if you would have predicted some other things.
You would have gotten those wrong or right, that's for sure.
He was a first round. I'm not trying to take it. It's a great prediction, Josh.
Wow.
But, you know, it was a first rounder.
How do you feel if somebody was like, I knew Patrick Mahomes was going to be awesome? Because he was also a first round. He was a top 10 pick.
Yeah.
But a lot of people were like, that guy?
It's pretty much the history of first round quarterbacks is just like they're just 50-50.
I guess that's true.
It's not that impressive if you just say good or bad.
Yeah.
Okay. Hard to argue with that. Yeah, I guess you're right.
I've definitely had some wrong ones. I thought Josh Rosen was going to be a pretty good.
Why? Schaefer thought the same thing.
I think I like Josh Rosen for some reason.
I have a take for you. Too ugly. Quarterbacks are good looking.
No.
Too ugly.
He had the hot tub in his dorm room.
His face got all the ladies.
So you're saying Dak is ugly?
He's mid. He is normal looking. He's not handsome, though. He's not handsome enough.
Oh, Dak is handsome.
Peyton Manning is probably the ugliest successful quarterback. Huge forehead.
Ooh, this is a good dumb debate. Ugliest, most successful quarterback.
For the record, I wouldn't have been a good quarterback either. So this is not me throwing a rock inside of a glass. I guess it is, but I'm in the house. We're all in the house together.
Yeah, we're all in the house.
Yeah.
Ugliest quarterback.
Most successful, ugly quarterback.
So we're all
Joe Montana, I'm super handsome.
We're agreeing that Brady is good looking.
Yeah, I mean, he's gotten weird looking now.
Yeah.
His face just swallowed up.
How about Terry Bradshaw?
Bradshaw.
It was the 70s.
Everybody looked good.
Bad.
Yeah, but Bradshaw, before he really lost the hair, he was a handsome dude.
Yeah, he's got the little butt chin going.
Tom Brady.
I'm going to search best quarterbacks ever. I don't know why I need this list. I know who they are, but like.
Just go to like the most passing yards.
How do we feel about.
Bart Starr handsome?
Oh, good question.
I don't know what Bart Starr looked like.
I'm going to look up Bart Starr 1967.
That Kibbe Sneaky in the Ice Bowl was beautiful.
Yeah. When he was.
Yeah.
He's normal looking. I mean, he's just a normal. It's the 60s, though.
Johnny Unitas is pretty average.
Yeah. What about John Elway? How do we feel about the handsomeness of John Elway?
Elway's a good looking guy.
People always talked about his teeth.
Yeah.
Remember, like, the cartoons that they used to draw? His teeth were massive.
Okay. Yeah. So
he looked like a horse.
One of the cool things that the sports reference pages give you is they have, like, the pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so here's in pictures the top. Let's see, 12 NFL quarterbacks all time in passing yards.
Okay.
Brady.
Handsome.
Breeze.
Ooh, kind of normal.
Yeah,
very normal, receding
but
hairline.
But certainly not ugly.
Not ugly, yeah. Kind of
because we're
scar on the face.
Birthmark. Is he more attractive because of the birthmark?
It could be.
Mm-hmm.
I think he can pass.
Okay.
Peyton.
See?
Again, large forehead.
Huge forehead.
Huge forehead.
Remember he'd take his helmet off and it was like he stuck a big pack of gum, red gum on his forehead.
Yes.
Like, even in this picture, he looks like Private Pyle.
That's one of the best things about the Manning cast is how much Eli just calls him Five Head.
It's a huge forehead. He's lucky that his hairline is good. Imagine if that guy was losing his hair.
Oh, yeah.
He's so
Caller
big.
Mike just said Jim Plunkett.
Okay, Scott Jim says Plunkett? Jim Plunkett as
wow,
well.
Wow, Jim Plunkett. People out on Jim
Catching
Plunkett.
Catching strays, Jim Plunkett.
The thing about Jim Plunkett is he always wore a helmet seven sizes too small.
Did
so
he?
It looked like his face was bursting out of the front, and the face mask was like right up against his mouth. It was so huge.
What do we think about Matt Ryan? He's got a really long neck.
He does. Matt Ryan is
Matt Ryan's fine?
Yeah, Matt Ryan's
fine. And the rest of,
but look at that neck, though.
It's a really long neck.
He looks like a dinosaur.
Looks like a giraffe.
He looks like the dinosaur from Jurassic Park.
Yeah. He could play...
One of them.
He could play Shaggy in the live-action remake.
And then
of
his
Scooby-Doo.
Shoulders are too big.
Yeah, no, I know. He looks like a weird guy.
Yeah, for sure.
I mean, we skipped over Phillip Rivers.
Phillip Rivers always had that mouth.
And then the rest of, Rodgers, Eli...
Handsome.
Stafford, Carson Palmer, Flacco, and Russell Wilson. All good-looking guys.
Yeah.
Peyton Manning, ugliest quarterback ever.
Well, we've got to go down deeper in the list.
Brett Favre, did you mention Favre? He's a handsome guy, right?
Yeah, Favre.
Yeah, so I'm looking at it now.
Tony Romo.
Tony Romo, handsome.
Troy Aikman, very handsome.
Troy Aikman, very handsome. My mom loved Troy Aikman.
Big fan.
I feel bad for your dad.
I feel like his... suits are too tight now. It always feels like his head's going to explode.
His hands are enormous.
He is a big-ass dude.
Ever since I noticed how large his hands were, when he does a stand-up with Joe, I can't not look at his hands. It's like that episode of Seinfeld with the really attractive
man
woman.
Hands.
With the man hands. It's just like
she had these meat hooks.
It's just like, I can't look at Troy Aikman now without noticing how much he's strangling the microphone.
They are huge.
My hands are very large, which explains why he was a decent quarterback, but certainly the worst quarterback to win three Super Bowls.
Quarterback of the 90s.
What did Fran Tarkenton look like?
Fran was okay.
How do we feel about Steve Young? Wow,
Steve Young was good.
Fran Tarkenton has aged in a very interesting. His eyes are very.
Oh yeah.
I didn't see a picture of him. His eyes are very...
He's going a little Palpatine.
Okay.
Fran Tarkenton has Palpatine.
Unlimited power.
Yeah, that's the thing about quarterbacks. It's hard to be good and be ugly.
It is. It's very. But going back to Rosen. See, look up Josh Rosen at face and just not good
you don't
enough.
Think
Josh might have something here.
Huh.
This might be the second thing he's right on, so
there
be
we
careful.
Go.
Who's the ugliest active quarterback that we have?
Oh, good question. I was just going to say, who's the ugliest of the top six that got picked in the first round, in the first 12 picks?
Oh.
I'm
going to look at these quarterbacks.
Well, Jaden Daniels had that weird elbow thing.
Oh, my gosh. I forgot about Jaden.
His weird elbow thing?
Yep.
I would say the elbow.
It's kind of off-putting.
Do people like Drake May? Do people find him attractive?
Yeah.
Big guy?
I'll be honest. I can't. I can't picture either Bo Nix or Drake May.
They both just look like regular white guys.
Yeah. Now, if we're going off of the handsome scale, J.J. McCarthy, Hall of Famer. He might be the best quarterback of all time.
J.J. McCarthy, think, is the best looking quarterback?
Of the six?
I don't know.
Him or Caleb? I don't know. EC, just dudes checking out dudes.
No, we're just thinking about it.
Yeah, just, hey, we're trying to find reasons to believe in guys. Jed.
We're only doing this now so that later when we do the same thing about women, we can say, but we did the same thing with guys.
We did it about the quarterbacks. Jed says, how about Andrew Luck and his neck beard?
Yeah, he was
And he sounded like he had peanut butter in his mouth.
Yeah.
I feel like most of the time, that was just an effort thing. He could have been a good-looking guy if he wanted to, but I think he just chose not to.
He didn't really care. You're right. His hair always looked like garbage.
Didn't he shave his beard recently? Or
oh, did he?
He got really skinny.
He did. He got really skinny. He showed up.
Andrew
well,
Luck,
he showed up on the Amazon post game show.
Oh yeah, he had the mustache.
And he
right?
came out in the general's outfit, which was awesome.
Autzen. Now this might be a hot take, but maybe he's onto something. Trevor Lawrence, and then he adds or Deshaun Watson, has to be the ugliest current quarterbacks. If Trevor doesn't have the hair. If he doesn't have the long locks.
Yeah, because he's got the very large nose. Yeah.
No, he's not. He's not attractive. Guy,
yeah, so maybe Trevor Lawrence. It would explain why he's so mid.
Good point.
Yep. Jeff says, this is getting a little weird. Getting? I feel like it's been weird for 10 minutes.
What would you say about Matthew Stafford, John?
Stafford's a very handsome man. What are you talking about?
Of course he is. Have you heard that
Extremely
he was high school
handsome.
Teammates with Clayton Kershaw?
Yeah.
Ooh, did not know that.
Yes.
Literally never heard that one time.
No, he has. He definitely has. Wait, have you?
I don't pay a whole lot of attention.
Whoa, that was actually new?
That was amazing.
I did not know.
So people forget.
People forget.
People forget. They were high school teammates. They're good friends.
Did you know that Tommy Armstrong and Jordan Westerkamp were roommates?
Yeah, I knew that.
Okay, good.
Heinrich Harburg and Fedoni, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they the latest
roommates?
Well,
the new one is Raiola and Ja'Cory Barney.
Okay.
That's the new roommate.
Here's my question. Why is Dylan have a roommate at all? Why doesn't he have his own mansion?
Buy him a house.
And a yacht.
Great question.
Aaron texts in, Matt Stafford looks like he got hit with a shovel in exchange for a rocket arm. Absolutely. Stafford is proof that money and being good at sports help land pretty girls. That dude ugly.
That, who said this?
Also, Aaron, we call them women when they're above 18.
Who said this?
My friend Aaron.
They did date
your
in high
school.
Your friend
Aaron's a moron.
You should see the thing he sent our group chat the other day. I don't know if I should talk about it on the air, but it was wild what he sent the group chat. A photo.
Okay.
That's crazy. I mean, yeah. Who would think that Matthew Stafford
Aaron,
is ugly?
He's one of Joey's boys.
I thought that was just a well-known thing. Like he's got that thing to him.
The look about him?
Yeah, he's got the look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't realize people thought Matt Stafford was ugly.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
That's crazy talk.
Crazy talk.
That's crazy.
Plus, he's the number one quarterback you would want going into last year's NFL playoffs.
Yes.
That's what John said. Yeah, I know. That was what our reaction was, too.
Interesting.
No, it was really smart for the time because he was not.
Before they lost that first game,
he
it was a great
not, No, no. He outplayed Jared Goff in that game. They just, unfortunately, just got crushed. And
Jared Goff,
officials,
that's a good looking
guy. And the officials did not penalize them for roughing the passer like they should have. But Patrick Mahomes is not playing well going into the postseason.
Mm.
Everyone knows this.
Autzen writes, Josh, do you and your friends have a Slack together? Gosh, I wish.
Josh is in my Slack.
Yeah, did you see John showed up today in Slack?
John,
I don't even know what the hell this thing is.
John, we're slacking.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's very, very on brand
today
for this generation.
Today I went into Mark's office and I thought to myself, I could say something or I could just Slack it to him.
And so did you Slack it to him?
No, I just went up and talked to him, but yeah. I will Slack
him. If this thing gets annoying, I'm deleting it. I'm just going to say right now, I do not need any more. I don't need any more things polluting the mentions in my phone.
That's a great take by John.
So
I agree.
If people start abusing this, I'm out.
Yeah?
I have text. I have DM on Twitter. I don't need another reason. Or another way for people to get in touch with me. They know how to reach me.
Okay.
So I'm just saying we need to be very prudent and judicious
with how we Slack. I will continue to DM you on Twitter. That is how I will contact you because that is how I contact you the most.
I don't know why we have to all Slack each other.
Well,
we tell you our guests. Tomorrow we have Adrian Martinez on.
That's how we can tell each other guests.
We don't expect you to be able to look, 5 feet.
And the
to
morning
your right.
show hasn't used the board since 2013.
And I don't have a board. I haven't been given a board.
I think you should steal theirs.
But there's a bunch of guarantees on there.
Okay, well, first of all, you can take down the Georgetown one because that's season's
Josh was
over.
Right. Long Josh had done. A good prediction though.
Shout out Josh. I think you're gonna have to put a little spit on that. You're gonna have to spit on it.
Yeah.
First. Oh no! Look at that!
Oh,
bye bye.
Very clean, clean, very clean. It comes off very nicely.
Yeah, you could divide it in half, Happer. So then, the upper half could be the morning show, and then the bottom half could be your show.
Or just take over and see if anyone notices.
With having the same guests on the same days?
That's a 10-year-old problem.
Yeah, that's 2014. Okay.
Why are we slacking each other about it?
So you can mention it on the show.
Oh, good idea.
Yeah. It's a symbiotic
or you could just look, if
I mean, it is all we actually do. We still update our board in 2020.
Yeah, you guys update your board.
We do update
That's
our board.
Also wild.
When you were gone last week, I really appreciated the vacation board there.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know if you were going to be gone for a couple days or the entire week.
Yeah, we got to get John's vacation
and so
up there.
Josh said, look at the board.
And that's awesome.
There it was.
Odson says, we don't need boards. We have the Slack. All right, I guess we're not using boards anymore.
We're slacking.
Well, then
I know. Well, John, this will lead to our idea that we've had for a while. Remove the boards, TVs.
Oh!
I visited a radio station in Portland, and they had, so the host, first of all.
Good idea.
Their desk was very weird. It was this oval, very odd, that was broken in the middle, kind of broken. I don't know how to describe it. But anyway, they had TVs over there, and then TVs over here. And so John, in theory, would be right here, and he'd be looking behind me, and there's the TV. And I was like, wow. They had four TVs in there. That's Can you imagine crazy. Four televisions?
How were
we
their
got,
lights?
We got one and a quarter.
Well, the best part was they had cameras that were on the ceiling, and they didn't have to plug into StreamYard. The producer did all the stuff. And I was like, this is an America that I want to live in.
Yeah, I agree.
And the cameras looked amazing.
I'd be a little worried about Nick having to do all that stuff,
though. I would, too.
Because he would just have a bat. I think he would not. He would. Have
he has
bat.
Too even, many things to do when he gets into the studio.
Even if we
I had
just
to
had,
turn in a microphone.
Even if we just had a camera and it was situated up here somewhere.
Yeah.
And we had a two shot.
Yeah.
That's all we need.
Yeah.
Just
yeah, that's what they had. They had like one right there and it was zoomed in. So like it was, they were in frame. Then they had one right there. It was zoomed in. High def cameras. Perfect. Great to go. Mm. Then they had all these TVs. That could be the wall of television.
Put a message in the Slack.
Oh, great idea. I'll go to the Slack.
John, get ready for your phone to, you know, receive some sort of notification.
YouTube user, Nick catching strays again today. Yeah. To be fair, I think Nick would agree that when he gets in, he has
a lot of stuff.
He has so many things to do, like plug in his headphones.
I just don't, I would not want to put another
plug
thing
in his
on
headphones,
Nick's plate.
Start the recording.
Well, again, I didn't
publish.
Nailed it. Joe, you
exactly.
nailed it.
Yeah.
You absolutely nailed it.
Now, listen, I didn't give Nick any crap.
Mm.
I just wouldn't want to put another thing
so
on
the So what am I asking?
No,
thoughts
I agree.
On more TVs in the studio?
Thoughts on better everything all the time?
Better everything all the
thoughts
time.
Thoughts on a studio that is conducive to 12 hours, sometimes 14 hours a day of talk radio. Mm.
So it's not like an oven.
And it's not like an oven. By,
Joe,
the, way,
actually,
by the way, that
that's
door,
a great one.
Yeah, we're opening this door again.
That door's getting opened again, and we're leaving it open because it cooled off so much better.
This is a good time to have this conversation. Awesome. So out of the things that we've just mentioned here, the things that we could potentially fix with a little elbow grease and hard work.
Or a lot of elbow grease.
Or that
or
studio.
Or that studio.
Which would you attack first? Which is your highest priority? I need to fix this now.
I mean, it's barely 70 and it's warm in here. So, I mean, I would rather it be cool in here. That is pretty nice.
I totally agree. I think that's my number
one. Now, big picture, long term.
I get triggered when I get too warm.
Yeah, big studio.
I do too.
Dude, they also had the setup in there where their producer is in the other room. And I was telling Riz about it as we leave. I'm like, you know, we always talk about that. But then Nick gets triggered because he thinks that we don't want to talk to him. It's like, no, it's just.
You could still talk.
You could do so many things and not have to worry about it coming.
You could answer the phone and be like, hello, instead of, what?
Yeah.
You could do whatever you want. And man, I was just like, this studio.
And then there's an element where when Nick really wants to chime in, he hits the little intercom button and it sounds like he's coming out over the intercom and then you know it's him.
It's almost funnier that way.
It is.
It sounds a little bit different.
Disembodied voice.
That's what they do with Baba Booey on the Stern Show.
That's what they do
with Baba Booey pipes in and then occasionally he gets a normal microphone.
Will, visited a radio station, drop off a resume? No. I know Dirt and Sprague. We had breakfast together and I stopped by to see the end of their show.
Josh knows Dirt.
Yeah. They brought me on. Dirt told me that he has family. Remember that Dirt had family in Nebraska?
Yes.
Apparently one of Dirt's family members hates me because I was negative about Scott Frost. He told me this on the air, to which I cackled for a good 5 seconds.
And how does this family member feel now?
He said, I haven't heard from them in a while. And I said, I bet they love Matt
Rule.
Gee,
I wonder why.
Yeah.
Because you were wrong.
They never wrote me an apology to say Josh was right. I would have loved it. Oh, that is another of one of my takes. I was pretty good on that one.
But that wasn't a prediction, was
That's
it?
True. It was just a take. It was an opinion.
Yeah.
You were a little ahead of the curve.
Yeah. I was ahead of
Josh was ahead of the curve.
That counts.
He was even ahead of me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I joined him soon, but he was ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You were.
Yeah. He was first. He pooped on Frost before I did.
Somebody's got to be the
pooping
first pooper. Prime.
Yep.
Yeah.
One of the first, anyway.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
I would say who was the first to poop on Riley, but I would say that was half the fan base. The moment the email
that was
came the,
yeah that was yeah exactly nanoseconds after they heard the news they were crapping on
I'm
him.
I'm always a late pooper though. I pooped late on Riley too.
Yeah, I was early on Bo, early on Frost. I was late on Riley. I was late on Callahan. I'm kind of in every other, so I'll be late on Rule.
Oh, you're gonna give him some time.
Yep, I'm gonna give him a lot of time.
Hmm.
Yeah,
take it one game at a time.
Got to take it one.
John,
game
how
at
have
time.
You pooped on coaches?
Hmm. I would call myself an average pooper.
Medium.
A medium pooper.
Yeah.
You know? Now, I did.
There comes a time where we
I
all have to
I did say
poop.
The Thanksgiving week before when Bo should have been fired, I made my case for why Bo shouldn't be the coach anymore.
2013.
Yeah.
They want to fire me.
Yeah. I did make my case for that.
They definitely should have fired him that day.
Yes.
He literally asked for it.
They had a great opportunity. The audio tape had come out that year.
Yep.
He swings his hat at a ref, and he almost hits him, and he says, fire me.
Yeah.
And then they were like, no, we're good.
No, thanks.
Yeah.
Come back.
Remember the whole, there was like the other, so the leaked audio happened that year. What was the thing that happened after the Iowa game where it was like, you could hear coaches, like, and it was like crossing the streams. Like, Michael recorded some of the audio.
Yeah.
What was it? What happened?
Well, there was a conversation between announcers.
That's right.
That was
where it was a certain somebody maybe saying like, yeah, the coaches came up and they wished me well. And they were like, hey, it's been fun. Yeah. We'll see you later.
Yes.
They all thought they were going to
get it. Yeah, so it wasn't, anything scandalous, but it was just like a little bit of inside baseball.
They that thought they were going
that the coaches all thought they were gone.
Yeah.
And so they were all kind of saying their goodbyes.
Bo probably wouldn't have said that if they want to fire me if he didn't think he was actually going to
He thought he was going to get fired. The whole year they thought that they were going to get fired.
Yeah.
Sipple has talked about it before. They thought that they were going to get fired. And then I always forget what happened, why they didn't. I think Eichhorst didn't have the – he just didn't have the right people behind him.
He didn't – well, yeah, he didn't have the right people behind him.
Didn't have the next coach.
And there were
– and so he couldn't do it.
And there were very powerful people who were pulling some strings saying no.
Yeah. So everyone was surprised. Like, we were all preparing, like, you know, I was a producer at the time. Like, all right, I'll be showing up to work this weekend to do stuff.
Yeah, I was so ready that weekend.
And then remember that email came down, and John, who was somewhere with Creighton, like, hopped on to do, like, a half hour, like, yeah, they're keeping him.
Yeah, we were in Anaheim with the Jays. We were in Anaheim.
The first year we would have had Creighton on the station.
Yeah, and that's where we were. And I still remember, like, it was just barely daylight on the West Coast.
It would have been before the game started. Yeah, that day.
And I opened up my email, and I remember yelling, oh, my God, and it woke Nick up because Ba was in the other bed. We weren't sleeping together.
Nice.
He was in the other bed.
Just hanging out.
And it startled Nick awake. I said, they're keeping him. And Nick was like, what? I said, they're keeping him. And then I went on the air.
I'm going to see if I can find any tweets from that day. It was November 29th, 2013, to see if there was anything that came down or that we would have said. Man, that was so weird.
The only thing I think I probably just quote tweeted the press release. It's the only thing I can think of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because we were running the Ohio State Michigan game, and I would break. I did a thing at halftime. Kind of, you know, hey, here's what's happening with Bo, and he's staying, and here's the release, and blah, blah, blah.
Wow.
Yeah, that was...
They probably should have fired him.
Yeah.
And so, then later that day, the kick six, it was an exciting day.
Oh!
The Ohio State-Michigan game was awesome, too.
Yeah.
It was a
very exciting day of the sports.
Hmm. John has a lot of tweets from that day.
Do I?
Oh, wow, you have one where Bo is swinging a hat at Mike Tomlin. Remember that was the Mike Tomlin when he stepped on the sidelines versus the Ravens.
Oh, yeah, he tripped his little foot out.
Yeah.
Who made the picture?
You said it gave credit to Andy. At Anders.
Andy made the, it's a Photoshop of Tomlin stepping on the field, but Bo swinging the hat at him.
Nice. Uh-huh.
Very topical.
It was very topical.
Man, this is back when you had to like quote tweet with the manual retweet.
Manual RT, and it just says RT.
Yeah.
And the quotes.
This is back, John, do you remember when we would do poll codes? Do you remember that? We went to some website called Poll Code.
Oh, that's right. We did our poll questions on Poll Code.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here's a tweet from John, quote tweeting the manual retweet of Michael, the audio. And John writes, more leaked audio, hashtag SMDH. Hashtag Huskers.
Nice.
Awesome.
Good job.
Yep.
Fun times.
Good times. Wow. Wow, that Michael SoundCloud link had almost 20,000 plays. That's awesome.
And no pictures of him wearing awkward Saints gear.
That was until years later.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Jeez.
Wow.
Josh's ancestors should have told him to be right about that one. Going to fire him in 2013.
I would have. I if there was one big red overreaction, I would like to re-listen to. It would have been that one
because it
was Michael and Damon. I think it was Michael and Damon
that Black Friday.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Because I think they were, you know, typical Michael and Damon. You know.
Oh, just arguing
just
about stuff.
Just arguing about random stuff. And all I remember is Nick and I. We had to leave because we, you know, Creighton was playing that night, so we could only listen to parts of it.
Yeah.
But.
Oh my God.
Yeah, it was apparently.
You know, an overreaction I would not want to listen to?
Mm.
Damon and me. McNeese State, 2014.
Yeah.
Did you guys fight each other?
Yeah.
Oh, it was bad.
I've heard about this.
Wow. Wow, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
It says a lot then that you have heard about it.
Yeah. I've heard about this.
Yeah.
I have not seen this.
You have not seen this, but you have heard about this?
Yes.
Yeah, that was an interesting one.
Yeah, I missed that one because we actually went to that game. That was the year that Christian was sick and was getting better. And we got tickets we got some free tickets courtesy of the university. And,
nice.
And we went to that game. And I don't remember listening to you guys.
For the best. For the best.
Would have dampened the spirits a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, probably.
Yeah, that was an interesting
one. What could you have been
so
wrong
about? How did that start?
Yeah.
Well, Damon and I disagreed on what we thought should have happened with Bo, and so I approached it. So I decided early on, I wonder if Damon's listening right now. I was like, I'm not really going to give my opinion, but I'm going to read emails from people that I have the same opinion as.
You're a jerk.
So I was just reading a lot of Bo sucks, Bo needs to be fired, this is another reason why he's bad. And eventually it just kept building and building to one point where off air we were screaming at each other. And our producer, Mike Neville, who still is here, he is like, guys, we're coming back on the air. He was like, what's going on right now? And I came back, and I think being the smartass I was like, having a great Big Red overreaction today. Thanks for listening. 402-951.
That's so awesome. He picked up on what you were trying to do?
Well, yeah, and I mean, you know, we disagreed, and it was just very uncomfortable. Very uncomfortable.
Mm.
Yeah.
Now I want to listen to this.
I kind of do too.
Go back to the archives.
I just want to
hear. Sadly, we've had our server crash multiple times since then, so we probably don't have that audio.
Sad.
10 years ago me.
I mean, think about that. You talk about all the things that could have saved Bo. If they'd have lost that game.
I know.
And they should have lost that game.
Oh, yeah.
They were playing horribly. And
would have been a loss to an FCS school.
And Amir bailed their ass out.
Mm-hmm.
End of story.
Single-handedly.
Amir bailed their ass out. He makes one great play.
That play was nuts.
It was a great play.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they should have lost that game.
They definitely should have lost that game. I think I was at the game that day, too, and I was like, okay, guess we got that one over with. Let's move on.
Yeah.
Jeez.
That was, oof.
Who would they have started off conference play with the next week?
They played Miami the next week.
And then they played Michigan State.
They play Illinois right after Miami, then Michigan State. They started 5-0.
So the Miami game was right after that? After McNeese?
No. They were at Fresno State, then they hosted Miami.
And then McNeese, and then Illinois?
McNeese was the second game.
They
had four non-conference games.
Okay.
So do they play
first? So I don't know who went.
Who was the opener?
Who went? What order are we talking about here?
I don't remember who they played first.
That was
probably
Fresno?
No, Fresno was on the road third game, I think.
That was 14, right?
Yeah, 2014.
All right, they opened with Florida Atlantic
as like 55-7.
Literally nailed it.
I believe that was my KRNU game.
Okay. They beat at McNeese State 31-24.
Yeah.
Then they went to Fresno, like Joey said, they won 55-19. That was a super late game.
That was really super
CBS
late.
Sports Network
I got
game.
Hammered that night.
Nice.
Rum and Cokes. Then they beat Miami. And then they beat Illinois in the, what do you call
those garbage duct tape
uniforms. Yes. Those were garbage.
That was where Randy murdered that guy.
Yes. There's the famous picture of it.
Yes, famous picture.
And then they lost to Michigan State. They went on the road. They lost to Michigan State.
Mm-hmm.
27-22. And then they won their next three. And so when they went into that Wisconsin game, which they were up by two scores at one point, they
14-3,
were
14-3, right?
8-1.
Yeah.
8-1.
Was it 14-3 or 17-3?
I think they were up 17-3.
And he ripped off that touchdown, and I was like, game's over. Yeah. They just lost.
Yeah.
Because he just bounces off of somebody. Maybe Stafford. Was it Damian Stafford that he bounced off of?
Good call.
Yeah, I don't know why. I randomly watched some of that game a couple of years ago, and like, there's a moment on the sidelines where like him and Bo are just, I mean, always. Everyone always yelling on the sidelines, and they were just losing their minds at each other.
That would have been too late for Damian Stafford, though, right?
Was it? I thought he was on that team.
Maybe.
Now, you know what? You might be right. Who am I thinking of? I don't know.
Chris writes, I think I remember going back to the Josh versus Damon war.
Josh versus Damon.
That's when DB intentionally kept disagreeing with Josh, and at one point there was 6 seconds of silence, followed by DB screaming, "That's radio, Josh, get over it." DB was being an ass that day.
His words, not mine.
That's his words. Not
That's another
mine. It's
Plant Josh email that he was using to trigger Damon.
Chris, the money's coming to your Venmo. Thank you.
That's radio Josh. Do you remember that word?
Because
that feels like a Google it.
No, there's some stuff that I will not say on the air that I remember from that day, like as we're about to start, and I was just like, oh God, this is going to suck. Because that's my first time ever doing that. I was nervous
really?
As hell. I was so scared. Like, oh my gosh, this is going to be crazy. They're almost losing. Everybody knows that I hate Bo. Like, everyone knows that I'm out to fire him. Like, oh, I wasn't in a good place.
Wow.
And I was 26.
Wow.
You know, I was a kid. I was a tiny baby.
That's Radio Josh. Get over it.
Josh.
God, I want to hear this again. Somebody has to have that recording somewhere.
Somebody did. Is there anyone out there who downloads every Big Red Overreaction episode and just saves it for some reason? It's on their computer.
Yeah.
That would be amazing.
Puts it on a CD, maybe.
I should have done that. I should have just done that for, you know.
Posterity?
Yeah.
This is the first time I was ever on the radio. One of my favorite shows of all time.
Oh. Otson, you had a co-host on your Big Red Overreaction? Wow, sounds fun.
I felt so bad for Josh that day because I'm coming back from the Creighton game.
Yeah, I remember.
And I'm listening.
Oh.
And
I was.
I mean, there was a part of me that wanted to come in, but I'm like, I can't because I didn't. Outside of the last overtime that we watched together.
We both had the same thought because I remember, I think I called you, Josh, and I was like, are you listening? Are you listening to this? I think I'm going to go there. And then I got about halfway home. I was like, you know, 48th or something like that. And I'm like, I think he's got it. I think he's got it. Because I don't know anything about what happened in the game.
Right.
Neither of us did.
Yeah, we saw the overtime. That's it.
Because the Wisconsin game.
And I was also, so I was on my way home because I was at a friend's house to watch the game, the Wisconsin game that night. And I was on the way home and I remember thinking, oh, I'll, you know what? I should do that. And then I realized, but wait, this is on StreamYard. And so whatever issue there is, it's probably going to continue to happen if I hop at home. And I remember not wanting to listen because it was making me so uncomfortable. I got home and, Riss is watching it, and I was like, I'm not going to be in here while you watch this because it is making me physically I am uncomfortable right now at the technology falling.
Why are you
apart.
So sweaty, Josh? Yeah.
Talk about the Wisconsin game. Chance mentioned in the comments Josh Otson and Gary Sharp were hosting, and Gary was down in Colorado Springs for that one, trying to go on StreamYard, and that did not work out.
Exactly.
Because of connection.
That's the
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
Yes. So we had to put Gary through the phone while we had callers calling in. Josh and I had to buy some time in between the technical difficulties.
It was.
What a mess.
It was.
This was right after the Creighton game. We transitioned right into Big Red Overreaction.
It was hard. It was really hard
that
to
was
listen
tough.
To.
Yep. Yeah. No offense.
Meanwhile, John and I at the arena, like,
let's watch overtime. Because I was this close to almost pulling it off again.
Yeah.
And then the score flashed up on
Rob come over and he was like, he.
Did he? Did he spoil it?
I feel like somebody was like.
No.
I think it was Peter.
I distinctly remember the dummy board across the way from me. And I just happened to glance up, and I saw that it was tied in the fourth quarter. And I'm like, ah, crap.
Yeah, you gave in.
And then I just gave in and said, fine, we're going to watch overtime. Otherwise, I was this close to almost pulling it off like I did the Maryland game where I would have gotten home and watched it.
Yeah, YouTube user says, I was watching the 23 Wisconsin game, and I couldn't wait for bigger overreaction because the bit was going to be explain John the stats and have him guess the
score.
That's
right. That's what we were going to do.
Yeah, it would have been better, probably.
I would never have guessed
no.
it.
No.
Oh, my God, Chuba had a 65-yard run. Or
it was funny watching those two games through the prism of, wow, I can't wait for this to be explained to John. You know, it's just going to be so much fun.
Yeah, and then it got ruined.
Yeah, and then it got ruined.
I was just watching Twitter, and Twitter made me think that Chuba was the greatest quarterback of all time.
No, Husker Twitter?
That was amazing.
That's impossible.
Yep. By the way, going back to the McNeese bigger overreaction, Steve says, I seem to remember thinking that Damon was actually going to beat Josh's ass on the air. I'm gonna look for that audio. We probably don't have it, but I'll search.
Oh boy.
Yeah.
Now that could be a, you know, when we take the week off.
Yeah.
Re-air.
The 2014 McNeese State Big Red.
It's too bad we don't have that.
The 10-year anniversary is coming up.
That's right.
10-year anniversary.
And what kind of cloth is that or whatever?
Is
that on anniversary?
Yeah, what's 10?
Silver or?
Yeah. 10 is, I think, actually, Happer. No, wait, that's.
I think.
10.
10.
Oh, 10.
Damon, what should we do? What 10 gift should we have to celebrate our overreaction?
You know, it'd be more appropriate if it was broken Laker glass.
There we go. Oh, who has that, Kevin?
Or the spicy chicken anniversary.
Oh, all right. Now I have to find the date of this game because I have to have some tweets from back then.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
September the 6th. All right. I'm going to look for that.
September 6th, 2014.
Yep.
September 6th, 2014. Yep. We got it.
Well, I'm going to set a reminder on my calendar just to make sure we talk about that on September. That'll be the day before the Colorado game.
Yes. Oh, that'll be nice. Right. Yes.
Here's one perfect. Where I have hashtag Huskers and a guy shooting his foot with a gun.
Mm.
I think I tweeted that from the
station. And then the one right after that, the foot has turned into Damon.
Oh, by the way, I already have something scheduled for September 6th.
What is it?
It says, talk about William McKinley. Which is must be something we've discussed on
previous
cross.
He was assassinated.
Yeah. It said, And then I got an invite from Nick that says, celebrate day McKinley got shot. R.I.P.
Wow.
And we all got invites, and we all have accepted these invites. So
I basically I barely mention overreaction, except for to one person who I responded to, and I said, the pods are up online if you'd like to listen to them. We went 2.5 hours today. So that said, I think that there is a way on Twitter on the advanced search where I could search my mentions from that day, but I don't know for sure. That would be hilarious.
All right, I just put it on here. 10-year anniversary of Josh and Damon fighting on Big Red Overreaction.
This is going to be fun.
The 10 anniversary.
Okay, yes. I can search my mentions. Wow, I should see. Now that could be a part of the anniversary.
All right, we'll save that.
Yeah.
Day before the Colorado game, that's the crossover.
Yep. Okay, the crossover.
Celebrate William McKinley and Josh and Damon fighting each other.
Yep.
Both ending in assassinations.
Oh, remember Bo Fart game, John? Somebody tweeted, I hope that this is not the Bo Fart game. We used to call his weird losses Bo Fart games. Yeah.
That wasn't a loss, so it wasn't a... Well, I think we also used, you know, poor performances as Bo Fart.
It definitely was a fart game.
It was a Bo Fart.
Mailman Todd tweeted, and I know he doesn't mean it the way that I'm going to read it, but he says, get this guy off. I apologize.
We'll end on this note as we remember all the things that we're going to have to recognize in September.
Yeah.
Chance. Wow. Lots of holidays in September.
Put it on the board.
The board, or on Slack.
Well, Chance, your favorite September holiday will be observed today in Dumb Debates.
Oh, it will indeed.
Yikes.
It will
yes.
indeed.
Yikes.
Your favorite holiday.
And on that note,
goodbye.
We got to take a break.
Yeah.
Be back after this. The Grum starts now, 1620 The Zone.